Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Surviving Life, a series based on Genesis 39:21. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis 39, verses 1 through 6, overcoming workplace challenges. People want to see what kind of Christian we are. The best way to demonstrate the authenticity of our faith is by acts of servanthood, especially at work. Look at our text, Genesis chapter 39, verses 1 through 6. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was from that time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. We feel bound to our jobs to make a living, to finance cars and homes, to pay for vacations. We belong to a boss for 40 hours a week, enslaved to a job. You may feel that way. God was with Joseph as he performed his duties as a slave in Egypt. Joseph belonged to his boss not 40 hours a week, but 24/7. He was bound to him for life itself. Joseph had been attacked by his own brothers and sold to a passing caravan as a slave. He ended up in Egypt, where he was bought by the captain of Pharaoh's guard, Potiphar. Joseph was dealing with loss and abuse, with a new culture and a new language, anger, frustration. He may easily have asked, "Where is God?" The reality was that God was with Joseph. He was working behind the scenes to accomplish his will. But it would be 13 years before Joseph was delivered from bondage. Joseph trusted God to overcome the challenges he faced as a slave in Egypt. Listen, trust God to help you overcome the challenges of your workplace. This text, our text for this session, demonstrates three things that happen when we trust God in the workplace. First, God gives you His presence in your workplace. Verses 1 through 3. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. The Lord was with Joseph. Joseph may or may not have felt God's presence, but still he trusted God. How often do circumstances become tough and believers fall away from God instead of turning to Him? God gives you His presence. Recognize that He is with you, regardless of circumstances or feelings. God is with you in your unpleasant tasks, long hours, tough boss, pay cuts, or layoff. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 down to verse 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Or, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. What does it mean to trust God at work? And his master saw that the Lord was with him. You know what it means? Faithfulness to God. Continue reading God's word in prayer. A good attitude. Make the best of a difficult situation when it occurs. Your reactions are impacted by attitude. Work hard. Get things done which will cause others to see your Christian example. Avoid temptations to steal, to lie, to gossip, or be lazy on the job. Be a witness. Show that God is with you. When you trust Him, God gives you His presence in your workplace. Second, God gives you success in your workplace. Look at verses 3 through 6. And its master saw that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority. So it was that from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. Thus he left all that he had in Joseph's hand. And he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. After a time of persecution, Joseph began to experience success, personal success. Things done well lead to greater responsibility. Joseph moved from serving as a simple slave to being an attendant in the house, then from serving as an attendant in the house to managing the household, then from managing the household to overseeing everything Potiphar owned. Joseph began to enjoy the benefits. And then success in personal witness. Potiphar saw that the Lord was with Joseph. Joseph didn't have to ask for favor. He found favor. God causes such things to occur. If you want to find favor in your boss's eyes, let Jesus shine through you in your attitude, in your habits, in your words. The results of these may be more responsibility, recognition, a good reputation, a convincing witness to Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22, down to verse 24. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Make the best of where you are. Your position is no accident. God is with you. He will give you success. And then third, God gives you blessing in your workplace. Verse 5, so it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. The Lord blessed the Egyptian's house. Potiphar was not a child of God, and yet he prospered because of Joseph's actions and faith. Potiphar noticed that God blessed Joseph, so he gave him more responsibility. Joseph witnessed for God. Why did Potiphar do that? Well, he wanted more of God's blessing. And he was blessed because of Joseph. God received glory. Look at John chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember the prayer of Jabez? It's in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. It's just two verses, 9 and 10, and oh, but what's in those two verses? Now, 1 Chronicles 4, 9. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore you in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I might not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Bless me indeed. Although he was a slave, Joseph lived in an estate and ran the place. Enlarge my territory. Joseph moved from a simple slave to being the overseer. That your hand would be with me. God opened doors for Joseph that no one else could close. Keep me from evil. Even though temptations were all around, Joseph stayed faithful. God can help you overcome the challenges of the workplace as you trust and follow him. Are you doing that? Do you need to make some changes in your attitude, in your walk, in your work habits, in your witness? God will give you success in your workplace if you do. You have a great day.